Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do You Think I'm Kidding with Gina Gold
and Flynn May.
Black Suede is a regular guest on the show, and she told me something that I just could not believe. Now, I do want to make the disclaimer that there is a point in our conversation where she says that Ann Coulter, who's the subject, is beautiful. And I actually don't agree with that, but, you know, I'm not to talk about women's looks, but I just had to make that I'm not making a statement on how she looks. Right, yeah. You're telling me that Ann Coulter is dating JJ. Now, you realize that that is a ridiculous rumor that someone would say, because what would be the most insulting thing to Ann Coulter? That the most jiving-ish, shuckin'est character that represents black negativity would be dating her. So what do you have to say to that, Black Suede?
I find it ironic.
And but
irony,
you believe this to be true.
Lost on me.
Well, where yes, did you where did you hear I, this? So I how feel, do you is this I, a credible source?
I came across this on several different news sites, and there are supposed alleged quotes from her. There's pictures of them all booed up together, hugging and everything, like they're BFFFFFFFFFs. So if they're not fucking, they're BFFFFFFFFFs.
Okay, show me a picture. Show me a picture.
All right, well, I'm happy to bring up a picture. But I'm just here to tell you that people who have jungle fever, there's nothing really that shocking about
that. Oh, it's shocking for Ann Coulter that one of the most anorexic racists of all time.
Mm-hmm. Just like usually your most homophobic macho athletes end up being gay.
Right, or pastors or whatever.
Yeah, and the most vocal anti-black, hate black people, are fucking a black person. I mean, on the side. I mean, that irony has been with us for centuries.
And, okay, and give me one credible source, one person that has said this.
Okay, here is the New York Daily News, nydailynews.com.
And wait, and it's quoting Norman Lear from that actually did Good Times?
And he's like 90 years old. What does he have to...
Well, maybe
why
he's
would
seen
he just
that.
Chime in?
But that is weird.
But he would usually just keep his mouth shut. And
that's
eat some
so true.
Why would he just all of a sudden have something to say on this? If he, you know, like why? If no one's heard from him or anybody else, suddenly he has something to say on this. Because he saw it and found it ironic.
I am...
It's true. Okay? It's true.
I am...
That's what I think. I think it's true.
And it says there that they're together.
I mean, he looks
Wait,
like,
he looks like a praying mantis a little bit.
He look like, what is happening with his skin is his, like shades, 50 shades of black. I mean, there's 50 shades of gray, and maybe that's sexy to her, but 50 shades of black, that's deep, okay? His face is deep, deep. I mean, under his eyes, that's one shade of black. His forehead, that's a different shade. Then his chin, that's a different color. And then his cheekbone, his cheeks. Everything's a different shade of black. So I'm not surprised.
Because then she can cover it all in one session. That
blows.
Well, I'm just saying that's the news of the day. It's bizarre, but
even the part where she says, "No, it's not true. We're just the best of friends." I didn't know she had any black friends.
But she's like sucking his cock in that same photo. Like his cock is in her mouth when she's like, "We're just friends." I mean, like all these pictures of them booed up, and she's like, "Yeah, we're just friends." And it's like, "Oh, it's like, oh, okay, y'all are just friends, but it looks like you're." Sucking his cock. His cock is 5 shades of gray on that, just his cock.
You have got to love life. I don't think...
I mean, you might think I'm rude. Maybe I'm rude. No! I'm just calling it like I see it. But, dude, listen, I'm just telling you. This is some different shit. It's some different shit. But yet, it's the same. When you look at him, first of all, usually, on a normal basis.
Yes.
When you see an ugly-ass motherfucker with a beautiful woman, yeah. What do you think? Damn, he's rich or he's got fucking dick right. Like a motherfucker.
But he wouldn't.
Those are the two things.
Right, and he doesn't have any money. Yeah.
You think that, right? So it can't be money.
It's totally not money.
You think he's laying pipe like that? You think JJ has that kind of pipe?
No, I don't.
But what if he does? What if JJ is just like laying the pipe?
Well, he could be laying the pipe, but what does it matter? That's like, I mean, if you saw a praying mantis with a ginormous dick, would you just be like, I can overlook it, honey?
I wouldn't.
I mean, even if you kill me afterwards, or maybe it's the other way around. Well, I would kill him afterwards. Praying
the
mantis.
Women, yeah, the women.
Well, and if I was fucking JJ, I might have to.
But you know what? She.
She what? She what? What could you possibly say?
I mean, you and I, we would say no to the praying mantis. But if we had jungle fever, like say, oh, like.
Well, date a basketball star.
Let me try to turn the script around. Okay, so let's just say if. A white praying mantis came at one of us. Like some ugly ass motherfucker in the NBA. A white motherfucker.
Yeah.
Tall, 7 foot tall, like 9-10 inch motherfucking dick because he's 10 foot tall. Comes at you and he's like, hey, he's
wait,
white.
How is he a praying mantis?
Follow me. So he's coming at you.
Yeah.
So maybe he looks like a praying mantis because he's all big and he's got gangly arms and shit. And he got a big ass dick. And he comes at you all gangly and looking at you and shit with bugged out eyes like a fucking praying mantis looking at you. And you'd be like, oh, you might take it.
No, I would not. Not even. And the white has nothing to do with it. It's not about white or black. It's that I don't. Why would I want a gangly bug eyed person coming at me?
But did they like look you right in the eye?
Well, not. What choice did he have?
I'm just saying.
Like, no, but that doesn't make sense because I'm not someone that's going around talking about not liking other races.
Nazi.
So
you're not, like a
not a Nazi. So that's not a good example. And I just need to ask you one more question. Okay. And this is a reaction. This is a reaction video. So there is a pastor who says that. I guess he has a really big following in Harlem or, you know, in New York, black pastor. And he says that they're using for the foam in the Starbucks lattes, they're using gay people's semen. And this man sometimes has like up to 20,000 people in his congregation. Did you want to speak to that?
Well, what's wrong with gay people's semen?
Well, he's saying that it's in the lattes. But for real, he's saying...
But it tastes good, though.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, like, I'm just saying. Like, he's coming out with some revolutionary news. But we've been drinking that shit for about 15, 20 years. Right? When did Star Wars come out? Star Wars came out in 1991. I mean, we've been drinking gay semen for a while now. Right. We're still here. So for the fact that he's coming up with this issue now, okay. That makes lattes taste good. What's the problem?
Thank you. That was Black Suede. Thank you so much for listening. You have been tuning in to Do You Think I'm Kidding? A podcast with Gina Gold
and Flynn May. Do You Think I'm Kidding? Is produced by Gina Gold and Flynn May. Our engineer is Catherine Ray Mondo, and our editor is Ray Jean Lebasano. Tune in next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.